I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I'm going to cover how to get a proper fact finder and why it's important. Now, to those who have not understood what fact finding is, you can actually go to my website, rragentsacademy.com, and there's going to be multiple courses when you sign up, whether it's Pro or Pro Plus. There's multiple places you can go and see exactly how I do this, because what I'm going to do is give you a 30,000 foot overview of the importance of the fact finder. It's probably one of the most important things we can do as an agent. I wouldn't say probably, it is. It is the most important thing we do as an agent, is to properly do a fact finder, to where we assess a client's current situation. And then once we assess their situation, we can actually start to find gaps. We can find income gaps. We can find risk gaps. We can find long-term care gaps. We can find a life insurance gaps, Medicare gaps, whatever it is. We can find all these different situations that could potentially harm a person in their retirement. And that is the least I ever want to happen to anybody. In other words, when I'm helping someone, one of my number one goals is to help them retire with a peace of mind. My book, Stress in Rocking Chairs, Two Common Killers of Seniors, I address that very specific issue of why retirees need safety and security, the health benefits behind it, the positives of being able to sleep at night, the negatives of what your broker or your banker or your neighbor that doesn't know anything about our products. It goes over everything in that book. And that's why I can't stress to you enough, if you are not doing a book handout, you need to be. And I know there's a lot of really good people in our industry with a lot of really good information, but my book, Stress in Rocking Chairs, is actually the only book that I've ever seen that's geared specifically towards why you need annuities and what people will say to get you not to buy them. And so you can go to stressandrockingchairs.com and order the bulk amounts, use them as a handout. An agent recently just go, yeah, but isn't it more important to have something that we've written? Well, yes, that is important, and it can be nice, you as an author, to write a book, but I know very few people that, number one, will take the time, number two, the expense of writing the book, and number three, the actual, it's a whole-blown process of taking the knowledge you have, putting it on a paper, getting editors, publishers, all these things to make a book happen. It really is, and don't use a ghostwriter. There's people out there that use ghostwriters. I'm just not a big fan of that, because it's not coming from you. Yeah, they may interview you and they may get your idea and concept and they write it, but then it's still not you. And I think the only way, when we're doing fact finders, when we're actually during the sales process, it's important that we're who we are as a person. And it really applies to writing a book. But if you want to go on there, you can order the bulk amounts, just click on it. We have the shipping's included in that. But I'm not trying to be a commercial. I'm just trying to help you understand the importance of something that you leave behind. But what good is it if you don't do a proper fact finder? You can't get in front of the client. You don't understand what the problem is. You're never leaving anything behind, because you don't even have a solution to the problem. So when we're doing fact finders, and like I said, I have a full sales process, I have an appointment process, I have a phone process, that's all on RR Agents Academy. But let's go into the 30,000 foot overview. The 30,000 foot overview of a fact finder is broken into two sections. And it's very important, if you really want to make the most of your leads, is to break these into two sections. The first section is the phone call. You've initially received the lead, now you're making the call. Now let's make the assumption that you have actually gotten in contact with the client, Because unfortunately, we all know we can have, whether it's an internet lead, a scrub lead, someone that I just literally, the lead just came through and I call them and they go, yeah, you know what? We've decided we don't want an annuity. I'm like, okay, wow, that was quick. Generally, that's because someone has actually done a little bit of research. They may have hit a couple articles saying, I hate annuities. So that's generally why that happens. But when you're doing your initial phone call, you want to do what I call a mini fact finder. A mini fact finder is just finding out what their current situation is. A mini fact finder is not to find out what are they doing today, how's life going, what's that? Do I hear grandkids in the back? You know, how are things moving forward in your life? What's your goals? It doesn't have anything to do with that. Mini fact finder has to be a very focused, very specific process. So here it is. I just say I have multiple goals when I'm doing that, but it's just in general, here it is. I'm reaching out in contact. I've gotten in contact with them now to do any sort of little illustration or have an idea of what product I'm going to use when I meet with these people is, number one, how old are they? I always go to how old is someone. Number two, when are they planning on retiring? In other words, are they retired now? Are they planning to retire 5 years, 10 years, 15 years? Are they semi-retired? What is that? So I always ask about retirement. And then I ask where your money is, how much in qualified money, how much in non-qualified money, how much in savings. Yeah, savings is non-qualified money. I get that, but I want to have it specifically broken. Do you have a designated savings account? Because savings, obviously, and this is where you guys have heard me say this before, me personally, if someone doesn't have at least $50,000 in emergency funds and savings and $100,000 investable amounts, usually I won't meet with them. It used to be $50,000 in emergency funds and savings and $50,000 in investable amounts. But what I've been learning over the years is generally someone that has under $100,000 in total assets, they generally don't understand the concept. Generally, this is a very general saying, but they generally don't understand the concept of delayed gratification. They don't value putting money and setting it aside for retirement. And generally, if you're only gonna have $50,000 and you defer it for 5 years, even the best income writers, chances are that's not gonna be that large of amount that's gonna help them. Now, if they say, hey, I have $50,000, I don't care about any income, and you meet with them and truly they don't need any income, well, then that could be a good reason to let it grow and then they just want to pass it on to heirs. So it doesn't really matter the dollar amount there, because there, as long as you have savings, any other money on top of that, we can let it defer and they can start to just use it, as they said, as to pass on to heirs. So then once I find out when they're planning on retiring, I'll do something as simple as explaining what I do. And what I would say along that lines, I say, okay, what I do, and I'll just, you can, if you do seminars, if you do radio, if you do leads, this is just what I say. I say, you know what? I'm the host of Safe Money Radio. I actually come out there. I meet with you. I explain how the different products work. I bring you my kit, my book from the radio show, but I also will bring you illustrations. Then depending on which company I pick, I'll leave you those brochures. That way you can do your own research and your own due diligence. But the most important thing is the first appointment is always about education. And I'm going to be in your neck of the woods on Wednesday. What works best for you, mornings, afternoons, or evenings? Now, I know sometimes people will say, well, what works best for you, 3 p.m. or 6 p.m.? I personally just don't do that, because it's like you're pigeonholing them. But I do have very specific areas I'm going to be. I have San Antonio and Austin. There's some days it's a San Antonio day. Sometimes it's an Austin day. Sometimes it's an outskirt day. Like yesterday, my first appointment was 2 hours away. Just so happened my second appointment was literally 8 minutes away, which is pretty unusual. It's just pretty coincidental that it was that close. But what I'm saying is you're giving them an option. I never, ever, ever want someone to feel pushed or pigeonholed into something where they have to make that decision. It is their money, their time, they make the decision. Now, I can easily say, hey, I'm sorry. They may say, oh, well, you know, I can do Thursday at 3 o'clock. If I have an appointment there, or if I'm in a different part of the city, like if I'm in San Antonio, South San Antonio, and it's North Austin, that's a good hour and a half, 2 hour drive at least. And there may be, I just say, I'm sorry, I don't have that time available. Here's another time I have available. And we're trying to work to meet. I'm not trying to act like the used car salesperson or you got to buy right now. If you don't act right now, you're not going to meet with me. And here's the time you have to meet with me. And these are the only two times I have available. I remember a place I worked before, they would say, well, hey, my schedule's real busy, real full. I can squeeze you in here. Even if you had no appointments, that's what they teach you how to say. And I'm like, you're being dishonest from the beginning. And that is not right. I say, here's the times I have available, or I might say, what works best for you, mornings, afternoons, or evenings? Because there are times where I don't have any appointments the following week, or I may have one or two, and I can truly say that. And whatever works for them, that's what I'm going to try to cater to. But once I found out that, obviously, then I'm going to go into their date of birth. Why? I need date of birth for the illustration. I need to make that out. Yes, every appointment I go to, I bring an illustration. Why? I want to be different than everybody else. Most people don't even show up with a buyer's guide, let alone a brochure for the product and an illustration for the product. And it's very important to make sure you do that because you are setting yourself apart. Half my sales, at least, are from lazy agents. They don't provide the material. And that's what that whole course I have, What Sells for You When You're Gone, it's a whole course geared towards what you leave behind for your client when you're not there to continue to solidify why they want the product that you recommended for them. And so it's important that we know what their date of birth is, what their age, obviously, that's going to be provided by the date of birth, if they're retired or not, married or single. And then, of course, I get the address and I repeat the actual appointment time and everything. And I make sure they have my contact information. So now we get there and now we break it into, now we go through the major fact finder. So the mini fact finder is trying to make sure you have a reason to meet with them. Can you help their situation? If there's people I can't help, I don't meet with them because I know I can't help their situation. I can't make it better. And I have no problem saying, I'm sorry, my product is not good for you. This happens a lot with people over the age of 80. I generally will not put a client over the age of 80 into an annuity. Why? Because most of the time, these are funds that need to be liquid, whatever the circumstance, long-term care. And you say, well, what about these annuities that have long-term care benefits? There's very few that have any really good benefits above the age of 80. They're out there, but it's not that common. So I generally will say, I'm sorry, I think it's important that you leave this liquid. Don't let anybody talk you into buying an annuity because your circumstance, you need to have the funds liquid. But the big fact finder is I'm solidifying what their overall situation is. And I have my fact finder available on the website. The only way you can get that is if you're part of the academy, because I'm not just giving that to everybody. People pay dear money to be able to have access to this, so I'm not going to just give it away for free. But in the fact finder, it's going over their situation. And the way I worded things, and those that you are part of the academy know exactly what I'm talking about, I word things that demand a response that makes people think about what their situation they're in. In other words, I've really mastered that from the standpoint of, it's easy to say, what is your risk tolerance? And you get all sorts of range of answers, but then I ask it the way I ask it, and it solidifies, well, wait a second, this is where I am, and if this is what I believe and this is what I want to do, why am I allowing this other situation to happen? So it actually tells them, this is what I want my situation to be. This is how I want my money to work for me. And I'm not happy with where it is right now. You're just letting them make the decision. And honestly, the best way you can ever sell to anybody is to present a case. In other words, find out this is their situation, provide a solution, and let them decide if it works for them and it makes sense to them. We are not salespeople. I don't like it when somebody say, I'm a salesperson. Do we sell? Yes, everybody sells every day of their life. Everywhere you go, you are selling who you are from the standpoint of you're going to be a jerk or you're going to be nice. You're going to be warm, you're going to be fuzzy, you're going to be cold, you're going to be hard. It's just, you sell everything. But when it comes to ours, I love to present enough information to where the client goes, you know what, this is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I needed. So then they're the ones initiating the actual, I want to move forward with this. I'm not big and I will not force or scare or trying to these scare tactics that agents use. Well, hey, the market could fall tomorrow. You got to be careful. You never know. It could drop 50% tomorrow. We know that's not going to happen. At least there's a high likelihood it's not going to. Don't use scare tactics. The fact finder is all about finding what their current situation is, and then we can assess as experts the best possible plan to make it work, make their situation work. And there are times I know I can't make it work. There's times I know I'm in a situation where they're 70 years old and they want to retire, and I'm going, you can't retire. You don't have enough funds. It's not possible. And they may get mad or frustrated, but remember, numbers have no emotions. They are what they are. They work how they work. If they don't have enough money to meet their income, then there's nothing you can do, and you walk away, you give some advice, and you move on, because you can't make money appear out of nowhere. So once again, when we're dealing with fact finders, always do a thorough fact finder, the mini one in the beginning, where you're finding out a broad overview to get an idea of what product, what illustration to run. And then when you're actually in the appointment, you're doing a very thorough fact finder, making sure you understand what their situation is, where they have their money. And once again, all of this is available in rragentsacademy.com when you sign up with the membership Pro, Pro Plus, or Inner Circle. The Inner Circle, that you guys, well, hey, that costs quite a bit of money. Talk to the many, many, many people that I'm actually helping right now. I just got a video testimonial from a guy that wrote 1 million last year, and now $1 million a month is normal for him, and he's in the Inner Circle. So I appreciate your time, guys. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at rragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.